Great, thank you. So now we will go immediately to item number 10 or 10A, and that's public hearing number 2, receive public input on existing council election district boundaries. I'd like to declare the public hearing open. City Clerk Kelly will introduce the item.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. In 2018, the city did some extensive public outreach in creating the newly formed and existing election district boundaries. And then on October 20th of 2021, the City Council conducted the first out of 4 public hearings. And at that time, the City Council received a detailed presentation from our demographer, Shannon Kelly, with NDC, where she reviewed the redistricting process and reported on the census data. Since the census data showed that the recently adopted districts are still in, are still population balanced, City Council expressed an interest to retain the existing map and to conduct the 4 public hearings to encourage and provide several opportunities to the public to offer input regarding the composition of the current council election district. So the purpose of tonight's public hearing is to receive public input on the existing council election district boundaries. And I do want to note that the 3rd public hearing is set for February 16th, 2022. That's my presentation.
Thank you so much, City Clerk Kelly, for all your leadership on this issue as well. And so do we have any public comments?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, there is one written comment. And let me see if there's any hands raised. And there is one. Let me go with the oral comments first. And the first speaker is Eric Syverson. Mr. Syverson, please unmute yourself and begin. You have 3 minutes.
Thank you very much. My name is Eric Syverson, Imperial Beach native, current resident, unincorporated San Diego County, but I have myself and my family have vested interests in 2 of the 4 districts that that you all represent. My only concern with the redistricting, and I apologize for not bringing this up in 2018 when I was a resident, is that the map is incomplete. It does not include the unpopulated regions south of Seacoast, the only beaches that are under the control of the city of Imperial Beach. It does not include the border, Borderfield State Park, Treanor, the sloughs. I do not know if it includes Dreamfield or not, but I would like to know which city council member is going to represent those areas, specifically because in 2017, in a Twitter exchange with former council member Mark West, he in jest jokingly suggested that a Beezer development be built down next to Borderfield State Park. And if that could be suggested in jest, jokingly, I would like to know who could suggest it for real and which council district will be representing those areas. Thank you.
City Manager Hall can respond to that.
Mayor and Council, that's a very good question. I know sometimes our, because of the configuration of our city, it's kind of difficult to show on a map. I apologize. But the area that Mr. Syverson is referring to is actually in District 4. So District 4 is in the southeast part of the community. It includes Dreamfield, and then it does go down to the border. It's not shown in all the maps only because geographically it goes down that way. But that was a very good question. Good point, Mr. Syverson. It is included in District 4. So thank you.
So does that mean that Councilor Levin's office is our ambassador? Since his district touches the border.
I guess it does.
It's the only district that touches the border.
No problem. I'll take on that responsibility. Tap that onto my 20 hours a week.
Thanks, Mr. Syverson, for actually asking that question. I actually didn't know that about the district. I guess I've seen that map, but I'm glad we pointed it out. That's another highlight of the evening. Thank you. All right, continue.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, it looks like there are no other raised hands, but I do have a written comment, and it is from Wynn Heskala, a resident of Imperial Beach, and she says, IB Mayor and Council, I offer the following to the discussion regarding the potential redistricting process for Imperial Beach in relation to the 2020 census and the federal, state, and traditional redistricting principles. Unfortunately, I am not aware of how the criteria was applied to the existing district map of IB adopted in 2018. My input regarding the current discussion is this. One, District 3 should include the entire coastal portion of Imperial Beach. From the map, it appears there is a very small section excluded from Palm to Carnation. All of the beachfront shares similar concerns regarding uses of the beach, protection, integration with commercial activity, and the override of the Coastal Commission. For those reasons, it is a community of interest. I don't know how that slight alteration would affect the population balance, but I believe that can be adjusted by further adjustments of districts 2 and 3 by moving the southern or eastern lines of district 2 to include more population without diluting its, quote, community of interest. Or given the loss of population to district 4, perhaps any adjustments to the south and east boundaries should be to enlarge district 4 in order to balance population and at the same time maintain the integrity of each district. Thank you for the opportunity to participate in this discussion, Wynn Heskala.
Mayor and Council, first, we really appreciate the fact that the public are submitting these comments. They're really important, and I'm glad that they are. Tyler is in the process right now of pulling up the map. That was very hard, probably without a map, to follow what I believe that she's saying. So he's going to pull a map up here real quick. I apologize. This thing's kind of giving me a fit. I'll back up a little bit. But as you can see in our election districts, I'm wasting time. I'm covering time, waiting, putting the pressure on Tyler. It's coming up. No, it'll take just a minute. He's moving lots of screens around. He's doing a great job, by the way. But that was a very valuable comment. So, and I think has been asked before. So I wanted to clarify. Are there any other comments? Or maybe the council members. Yeah, maybe the council members have a comment.
There are no public comments, Mr. Mayor.
Mayor Pro Tem Spriggs.
I'll just say I think both of those public comments were very constructive and helpful. So much appreciated. And I know when we were having the discussion about the districts, there were several different models. And different models offered different solutions in terms of who represents the coastline. And I always felt that it would be good to have more than one council member representing Imperial Beach's coastline. So I think that it's positive. I mean, it's easier to get items on the agenda that way if you've got two people representing the coastline.
Right. And right now it's actually three. Part of District 4, part of District 3, and part of District 2 have the coastline. And that's why I wanted to show the map, because that I think that both these comments were very well thought out, but I wanted to maybe refer to a map.
Well, all the districts do, because the Bayfront district represents the
district.
Bay.
That's right. District 1 has Bayfront as well. So, okay. So thank you, Tyler. That's very helpful in having this discussion. So you can see there that District 2 is north of Old Palm and to the city boundaries at Carnation. And then District 3 goes from that point of Old Palm down to the end of South Seacoast. And then District 4 goes from, and it extends a little bit beyond, as you can see there, the end of South Seacoast. And then District 4 goes all the way to the border. So I think what the point that Ms. Heskala was raising is that perhaps, you know, some of the population numbers are showing that District 4 is a little bit smaller than some of the other districts, that perhaps District 4 could be enlarged to include part of the residential units in District 3 and whatnot. Very good comments, absolutely. I think Ms. Heskala, if you attended the last meeting, you may have. The city council, the discussion was that our population didn't shift enough to require the districts to be changed. And because we have two districts that have yet to even have an elected representative, the city council thought that since it would still meet the legal requirements that we keep the district boundaries as they are, because it was hard enough to educate people first what district they're in. And then it was possible on a few of those that if you change the district boundaries now, some residents would go two elections without ever having a vote on for local elected officials. And I think that that was a concern that was raised by the council at the last meeting. So again, great questions. Really appreciate the public weighing in on both of those.
Additional comments? What, Mayor Pro Tem, are you done? Additional comments? I guess the only I was gonna say, I actually see merit in that discussion about four. When you look at number Council District 1, again, I'm not advocating anything. That's arguably one of our largest population areas in the city, but population area 4 is a lower district population. So, you know, at some point, a future council may decide to move maybe that northern part of 4 gets moved. Again, I'm just throwing it out there, but anyway, there's no issue. So anyway. And just to be clear for our new council members that this is a really collaborative process with the community, very, very robust discussion of maps. And so, I think it was a good compromise. And I think now that it was the first time I think we pointed out that everybody had council districts. So anyway, I'll end there. Do we need to do anything on this or not?
Mr. Mayor.
Just close the public hearing.
Yeah. Additional council comment? With that, I would like to close the public hearing and that the third public hearing is scheduled for February 16th, 2022. And with that, we'll move to item number 4, council